activated. Hey.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
For an ill child, a wish is so much more than a simple dream or an unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight and overcome. A wish is a way for kids to see themselves in a different light. A wish can help save a child's life. Because where there's a wish, there's a way. Donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation today and help turn a child's wish into reality.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Hello. Unfortunately, you are now listening to Obscurities with Magna Chanel. So, we're going to get into it. I have a couple people training on my show. If you're training in here, make some noise. There you go. A little altitude for you this afternoon. Here we go. Hello. Oh, 1 second. Sorry. You just heard a song that just recently dropped from my band. And before that, we heard some Autature. Some Da'el by Autature on Tri Repute. I'll never forget when someone put me onto that record. Tri Repute by Autature. I was outside of the Meat Locker in Montclair, New Jersey. After a nice performance, and one of the band members that we were performing with sat me down, and he's like, "You like Aphex Twin?" And I was like, "Yeah, I like Aphex Twin." And he's like, "You like Autature?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Listen to Tri Repute." And I was like, "Sure." So I listened to it, changed my entire perspective on life, bro. No, I'm kidding. But it was fun. It's a good album. I got some people training with me today. Eventually they will speak, but someone's messing around on the automation computer, so it's kind of cramped in here.
Oh my God, he did it.
Wait, hold on. Did you do it? What'd you do?
I put all the legal IDs back into the automation. They probably can't even hear me.
Yeah, they probably can't. But good job. Okay. Good job. What? What? If you couldn't hear that, but there was an explosion that happened.
Alright, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Your song's playing right now on automation.
And my song's playing on automation. Let's go. That's so funny. Yeah. The crowd's happy. They're really happy, really excited. I'm gonna do something I don't usually do because I wanna, train people, and I don't want to just be limited to talking on the air while people are going. So recently, if you're listening, recently I got gifted a CD from a friend of mine from this band we used to play in, and he had put all our music, all the demos that we had, onto a CD, and he's given this out to me, mainly to me. I think a few other people have it, but I'm looking at the Red 40 CD right now, demos and covers, and it's pretty funny. It's like the Daft Punk font, like a homework, which is kind of, I just realized that. But I'm going to play some old Red 40 demos, bro. Why not on my show? I don't care anymore. Like, whatever. Yeah. So this song is called Every Time I See You, You're Smoking Weed. It's a great song. Hello. So I just realized that before I played all that music, you couldn't actually hear me. So my apologies, and I hope it wasn't silent for too long. So I'll give the spiel again. Before the first thing we heard was my band The Witch, our new single. It's called When You're Not Here. Before that, we heard Autotures.L on the album Tri Repute. Should I tell that story again? Yeah, because I feel like y'all didn't hear. So I know Autotune through this lovely fellow. His name is Sammy. I don't know his last name, Halftech or something. Sammy something. Played a show with him. We're outside the Meat Locker in Montclair, New Jersey. Shout out Eight Park Street. If you know where the Meat Locker is, bro, come on. Horrible venue, the worst venue probably ever. But we're outside the spot, and he's like, oh, yo, like, if you like Aphex Twin, you know, you should listen to this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And one of those albums was Char Repute by Autotune. And it was a good album. I like that song. And then after that, we heard demos from my band Red 40. We heard the song Every Time I See You, You're Smoking Weed. And after that, we heard the song Lo Siento. I don't know what it means, but my friend Junior came up with it, so shout out Junior. What mics are y'all at?
Mic two.
I have some unfortunate souls in the studio with me this afternoon, this evening, this Sunday evening. So would you state your name and business, please?
My name is Leo, and I'm here on air training.
Facts. Stop playing with them.
With the best show. Second best show. I like Joe's.
What are you talking about? Okay, yeah, facts. No. We like Joe's show here. I'm a supporter of every show on Sunday. I feel like Sunday, like...
We got Andrew now, too.
It's crazy. The back-to-back-to-back. The boom. You know what I mean? It's banger. So if you're listening right now, you should continue listening to Woney. Well, one, for the rest of your life. But also for the next 4 to 5 hours. Next 10 hours on Woney, best 10 hours of your life. Best 10 hours of your life, trust. Continue though, my fault. I interrupted you.
Yeah, my name is Nate, and I'm doing the same stuff pretty much. I'm training.
I like that. Are you guys sophomores or?
Yeah, we're both sophomores.
You're a junior.
I'm a junior, man.
Okay. Give him a little more credit, bro. Come on. So how are you guys liking your time at SUNY Oneonta, bro?
It's pretty amazing so far. I met some great people, like Nate next to me and Joe.
Y'all met at SUNY Oneonta.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You know, and I feel the same way about a lot of people that I'm friends with now. Like, it's like, damn, I really met you at SUNY Oneonta. Like, and then they say that, like, people can hate on it all they want, the college life, bro. But, you know, you get some great stuff out of it, you know.
It just keeps getting better, though.
Like, I agree. That's the thing to be said about every day, too. You know what I mean? Like, the next day is always
going
to be better than
the last,
like,
bro. Yeah, I feel like freshman year, all right. Sophomore year, a little better. Junior year, yeah, it goes everything.
Yeah, we're going up, bro. I mean, it's only up, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we're only up. Constant forward motion is what I like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, honestly, I got Joe Gloria next to me, bro.
Yeah. Honestly. The toughest man in the building.
That's quite the title you give him, bro. Nah, he deserves it, though. I feel that. He's a little steezy, bro.
Steezy J, some might say.
Steezy J, bro. Steezy J. Oh, my gosh. Bro, the plumber's going to be at my house between 8:30 and 9, bro. Anyway, we're going to listen to some Lil Peep because I freaking want to, okay? And I know everyone listening does not care about Lil Peep at all, but you know what? I care about Lil Peep, and I'm pretty sure Joe Gloria also cares about Lil Peep, and I hope you guys over there
care about Lil Peep
as well.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to cry for the next 10 minutes while this is playing, so enjoy. This is Awful Things by Lil Peep.
Yeah. the thousand nations of the Persian Empire descend upon you. Our arrows will blot out the sun.
Then we will fight in the shade.
Spartans, never retreat!
Hello. I'm actually speaking now. Yeah, no, but I have the sample pads, and I just was triggering samples on the, like, from the pack of samples. No, we're not going to listen to that yet. Yeah, we were just talking about Halloween and how freaking awesome it was. You guys are all on the same mics, and Joe's on four, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween was great. I don't think any of you guys were there, but
I was not, no.
It's okay. I forgive you. I definitely forgive you. No, it was great, though. It was great. Great performances all around. Great vibe. Showing these punks how to use the studio. I'm so bad at logging my songs, bro. Anyway, how are you guys feeling tonight? Oh, wait. The one person who hasn't stated their name and business yet, could you please?
Yeah, it's Joe. I'm Airbud, so.
Airbud.
8 p.m. today. Tune in.
This is Joe.
Huh?
Do you have a DJ name, or is it just Joe?
Oh, I'm Slumdog.
Slumdog, bro. Slumdog Millionaire, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I love being in the studio.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And now my friends are here, too.
And now his boys are here, bro. Shout out, y'all.
Shout out.
The cult is growing.
Honestly, I feel it, dude. I feel it. And it's amazing. I mean, like anything, you know, it's cyclical, like the Wony stuff, like, I mean, clubs in general, this is just the way college is, you know, like, new people come, and the old people get, like, weaned out, you know, but it's great to see that people are actually passionate about college radio, you know?
Yeah, we'll be running this shit. Oh.
Yeah, watch your mouth. It's okay. Joe's gonna be running it, yeah.
Joe. I will be.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that, bro.
Everybody better watch out.
Yeah, because
I'm going to be strict.
He's a strict operations manager, bro. He's strict. I mean, are you going to run for a position?
Yeah.
For mine, right?
Yeah.
No? Okay, good. I'm glad. We haven't really talked about it a lot.
I got to shadow you.
Yeah. I mean, technically, this is that. I'll run you through, honestly, while Andrew's doing his show, I'll run you through everything.
Okay.
A little bit. I mean, there's not really a lot. I have to look at my transfer document. But I'll, like, show you in the closet and stuff.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we ran into each other at the meeting. And you guys all decided to come on my show. Because now I get to train Joe. Yeah. That's pretty much... I'm trying to play some stuff off this CD. I don't know which one it is, though. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah. This one goes out to my father. He's probably listening. If he's not, he's going to miss the greatest thing that this show's ever experienced. Because I'm about to play the Six and Violence. So, the song's called I Got Kicked in the Head.
The chair is starting to crack. The boy is sitting on the floor. Will the boy get up?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Yes, some of them were Jews, but Jew Hunter?
Well, do you take a chance getting up in the morning, crossing the street, or sticking your face in a fan?
I was walking through the park one day in the very, very month of May. I was taken by surprise. I took a boot. Right between my eyes, and then I just run away.
the little man?
The German's nickname for me is the little man.
And as if to make my point, I'm a little surprised how tall you were in real life when you're a little fellow, but not circus midget little.
Hey, Donnie! Guy's German here, wants to adopt the country. Oblige him.
Your status as a Nazi killer is still amateur. We all come here to see if you want to go pro.
Each and every man under my command owes me 100 Nazi scalps. My scalps.
I want to know why Loki let us take him. He's not leading an army.
I don't think you should be focusing on Loki. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You can smell crazy on him.
I don't care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason when he's of Asgard. He's my brother.
I try.
An ant has the power of a food.
Alien? What? From outer space, an alien.
No.
Son, you've got a condition.
Are you ever not going to fall for that?
Your work on anti-electron collisions is unparalleled, and I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous big rage monster.
I can sit this one out, Cap.
I don't see how I can.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
There's only one god, man. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't dress like that.
Big man in the suit of armor. Take that on, one arm.
Genius billionaire playboy.
What just happened? Please tell me nobody kissed me.
All right, people, move like you got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Coming in.
Roger.
Your own thoughts.
I feel safe.
And any communications from others. Be totally open to every impression. can see everything.
In one of the countless billions of galaxies.
To 500 feet in the air.
Roll up another one, baby.
Yo, let's check out that dope from Ganja.
The world's largest nuclear. Can a man stop the perfect thinking machine before?
I do. Charged ounces of pure uncompounded isopropanol butane monosulfate. When combined with oxygen and a little heat, it will cause a rapid expansion.
Hello.
Hello and good evening.
I hope you guys had a great Halloween. I had a lovely Halloween. You guys want to talk about Halloween?
Sure.
Hop on air, bro. Hop on air. I'll sign your papers in a second, bro. But, yeah, I got a few degenerates training on my show today. Just kidding, bro. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just joking.
How could you, Magnus?
Yeah, whatever, bro. Whatever, bro. Wony. Join Wony, then talk to me, bro. Stop playing with me. Operations manager. Soon you're going to have to answer to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he locks in, bro. Hopefully I lock in and train you.
I'm locked. I'm locked,
okay,
Leo,
good,
right?
Good. I'm glad.
I've seen it. Joe's locked.
Honestly, I feel it. I feel it. I feel your locked-in energy every time we're in the same room.
Yeah.
I definitely, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But, so yeah, we just listened to a lot of the pre-birth planning meditation in the other room for majority of the last 30 minutes. That's just been us. The computer's just been going, yeah. I haven't actually been behind the computer. It's been, like, an entity. You know what I'm saying? It's not really me. Training these kids. Say what's up.
What's up?
What's going on?
You guys have any questions for the all-knowing Wony systems?
How do you use the phone?
We're going to get to that.
Ooh.
We're going to get to that.
Call-ins.
We're going to get some call-ins.
Yeah, Nate, you want to do, like, crank calls, right?
That's great.
I remember when I used to listen to the radio in my car, the guy would do prank calls, and he would have people call in and just give their ideas, and he would just go along with it. It was always a banger, too. Some of them are really funny.
They tend to be, I mean, prank calls are incredible, you know.
You gotta, like, map it out, though. You gotta really, like, be prepared for it, and also the person you're pranking, they can't know about it.
But it's hard to do that on air, because people curse, you know.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
But, you know, still, I think it's great. I'm a fan of everything, bro. I think everything is great, bro. I think just doing something, you know what I mean? It's incredible.
Do you guys get any, like, delay so you have time to censor any
verses? Yeah, there is some delay. But it's hard to plan.
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, time it correctly. There's a button, though. You're reminding me. There's a button that you're supposed to press when someone, unfortunately...
I've clicked it.
And inevitably curses.
Mars. Foul-mouthed Mars had to click it.
Mars. Whatever.
Why
bro.
Is Mars talking that schmack?
Any requests? You guys have any requests?
Can you play Monster by Megan Dia?
I think you're saying Monster by what, Rihanna?
No. That song's also good, though. Who was talking about Rihanna? Julian was talking about Rihanna. He was like, he just pointed to, like, the Rihanna playing on the TV, and he was like, this is a special part of every young boy's life. I was like, oh, for sure, Julian. Like,
that's crazy.
That's so tough.
That's actually crazy. Wait, Monster by who?
Megan Dia. Please tell me you know that song. Come on, Magnus.
I don't even know, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You want that right now?
Sure.
Got you. This is Monster by Megan Dia.